Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast, the Two Johnnies Podcast,
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're right, welcome to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. You're very welcome to Podcast 96, coming to you from the Valhalla of the Golden Vale that is Two Johnnies HQ in Kerr, County Tipperary. On this week's podcast, we debate and discuss what we really want Santy to bring to us this Christmas.
Part-time farmer and grey squirrel hunter Noel Furlong will be here with the news.
She likes her men how she likes her wine, full-bodied and with depth. Maura is in the house. Aye, aye.
And as traditional as still addressing your primary school teacher by this surname, even though you're a fully grown adult, we round off the podcast with our
Yurts and Dirts of the Week.
If you're a newbie to the podcast, a little tip here. Go back to episode one and listen from there. It'll all just make much more sense. And you can all binge and then we'll all be up to date together. Because we're all in this together, as they say in High School Musical. Now, before commencing with proceedings, matters arising from last week's podcast.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we had the Limerick Live podcast, and Rock and Lou, who are a couple, they were at the Limerick Live podcast. I know they sound like cartoon characters, Sharky and George, but no.
Rock and Lou, they sound like they own a blues bar in Limerick. Like, or something. Yeah, come down to Rock and Lou's.
So Rock and Lou's, every Thursday night, half price wings.
We're doing 50 Cent Wings with the football. All right.
50 Cent Wings.
Brought to you by Hershey's. Come on, anyway, what did Rock and Lou say?
They've been in touch saying, ye feckers, we went to the gig in Limerick Friday night and ye sent me into an early labour. 5 weeks early. Oh, shit. Ooh. She was hoping the baby would hold out in January for the hurling, but we were just too funny. Oh, no wonder we're reading this out. Keep up the great work. Podcast is getting her through the labour. I was talking to a nurse on Snapchat. Oi, oi.
Yeah, go on, tell us something we don't know.
And she confirmed. This woman snapped me saying, I had a couple in there, they said they've been to your show Friday night and she gave birth to the baby.
Yeah, and they've also attached a photo there and they look very, very happy.
Yeah, even though the baby was 5 weeks early, all doing well.
And so, can I just compliment, I'm guessing Lou is the lady. This is Rock, you know, you never know. She looks great for someone who's just had a baby. Like,
unreal.
Cracking, fair play to her. And have a happy life together. Now, on the topic of being single, Tristan said, on your topic of being single around Christmas, I have a story. About 3 years ago, I was out on a date and my date started choking on food. I went to get it out of her, but when squeezing her stomach, I made her get sick. Safe to say, I didn't get the shift. Just like giving the high mic and it was like sweet corn everywhere.
50 Cent Wings.
Yeah, coming out this podcast is sponsored by Rock and Lou's. Your number one blues bar in Limerick.
Go on, are you reading this? Go on.
I'll read that. An anonymous lady was also in touch and she said, 3 years ago I was living in rural Ireland. I said Rock and Lou's. Right, an anonymous lady was in touch to say, 3 years ago I was living in rural. Rock and Lou's.
50 Cent Wings.
Come on, we get through this.
Come on, focus, come on, you can do it.
An anonymous lady was in touch to say, 3 years ago I was living in rural Ireland in a long-term relationship, living together, mortgage application ready to go in, the whole lot. Had everything that society led me to believe I needed and wanted. Fast forward 12 months and I was single and boarding a plane to Canada with a one-way ticket. The best thing I've ever done was end that relationship. I thought I was happy. When I moved to Canada, I found out so much about myself. Cheesy as F-U-C-K, I know. I go off doing 1 or 2 day hikes alone whenever I want. Travel around Canada on my own and recently just booked a 14-week trip around Africa on my own.
Damn.
I've lots of friends and relationships and I can honestly say I don't feel like I'm missing anything by being single. I'm sure some people look at me and pity me for being single, but I'd much rather be single than be in a toxic relationship like the one I left behind me in Ireland.
You go, girl.
Last week's podcast guest, Pat Short. Connor emailed podcast at thetwojohnnies.ie to say, just after listening to your chat with Pat Short, it reminds me of one of the stunts I pulled as a young lad. Growing up in Thurles, I idolised Pat Short and Dumb Believables. When I was a young fella in primary school, there was a death in Pat's family. I knew this was my big chance to meet my hero. I also knew my mother would be going to the funeral, so I asked her to bring me along too. So, after the mass, most people were heading back to the Anner for tea and sandwiches and the like. That's the hotel. That's where I spotted him from across the room. He was chatting away to his family and friends after a tough few days for them. Oh, no. But that wasn't going to stop me. My mother must have been mortified to see me wander over to Pat with pen and napkins in hand in search of his autograph. In fairness to him, he was a complete gentleman about it and gave me a few autographs for myself and my friends in school. It still makes me cringe to this day thinking about what I put the poor man through, and I refuse to inconvenience anyone remotely famous to this day because of it, although I make an exception for you two pups. Damn. Oh,
that is unbelievable. At a funeral. Oh, that's nearly worse than being asked at dinner. I was in Lanzarote one time, just sitting down in a restaurant, and the fella just came straight over me in the restaurant, like, and I literally had my mouth full. He's like, "Do you mind if I get a photo?" I was like, "Yeah, no bother there." Half a steak wedged in my neck. Now, on my topic there, I was speaking last week about my half Christmas tree. And I've got loads of correspondence. People have been blowing their minds. And I've been teasing them by not putting it up on social media. I will put it up this week. But Dara on Snapchat said, "My brother has asthma. And I don't know if it's the pollen or the leaves or the sap or whatever, but the real tree leaves him all congested, like he's a head cold. So we decided we'd get a fake tree for the next year. Now my mom works in Pennies, so she was keeping an eye out in there, but all the trees had sold out. But nobody thought to sell the display model, so she comes to work after Christmas and they're about to toss it out. So man managed to buy the 6 foot tree, reduced from €80 for 45 cent after she used her Christmas discount."
Damn.
That is a saving of a lot of money.
Aoife said, "I thought I was the only one having Christmas tree drama in my house. I fucked mine out last January because I was sick of looking at it. So after looking in the attic for an hour for the tree that I had put a match to, I gave in to the kids and got a real tree. Holy mother of God, it's a big 7 foot yoke that I'm already sick of hoovering under twice a day. No one ever told me you can't hang big baubles on it. They keep falling off and the lights don't sit right. The tree is driving me to drink. I am defo getting me a half tree next year."
A little tip for Aoife, if you get a garden wire, like green wire, and use that to connect your baubles to it, it'll stay on a lot firmer. So.
All right. On moral.
Educational.
There you go.
I never had this issue with a real tree.
Really?
Did you ever have a real tree?
Yeah, all the time growing up.
Did you?
Maybe we just had light baubles.
Yeah. She could have the nice big
he had
bulb.
The old cheap baubles. Cheap.
50 cent baubles down in Rock and Lose. Okay, go on.
Saran on Instagram was in touch to say, "If you buy a fake tree, you are no longer Irish, nor are you a culture, and nor will I use ye two as examples of Ireland in a nutshell while I'm living in Canada. Have some respect for the country you live in, the soil we have, the local farmers, and to be honest, have some respect for yourself. Smacks, I know the needles probably upset you being messy and all, but man the fuck up. Sorry for the aggression, but I expected better." That's from a former listener of the podcast, Saran. That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
What, you can't be from the country if you get a plastic tree?
I don't know the stats, but I'm going to say more people in Ireland have fake trees than real trees.
Johnny, read the stats. Look at the next paragraph.
This is in response to whether an artificial tree or a real tree was better for the environment. So,
okay, according to ATTN video on Facebook, artificial trees are 20 times worse for the environment than real trees. This is because fake trees are made of plastic. 85% of fake trees are made in China, so they also have been transported a long way. A fake tree can't be recycled, but real trees can. Real trees also help reduce climate change by absorbing carbon dioxide. And for every Christmas tree that is cut down, farmers plant 3 new ones in their place. That's not true. You can also buy a potted Christmas tree and replant it. If you go out to the woods there and cut down a Christmas tree, do you think Larry Mullen goes out and plants 3 more? No, he does not.
He probably replaces the one he cut down with the replacement one.
Not even that.
No, but if they're a cash crop, you don't just cut the grass and then never cut it again. You cut the trees, then you plant new ones, then you cut them. Yeah. Circular life, as Noel and Elton John say.
But I think what people like, look, the stats can't really be argued with. Like 85% of fake trees are made in China. Yeah, like, you know, it's probably not great for you. But like, you could use a fake tree then forever. Like.
Yeah, but you won't.
Yeah, but you could.
Do then.
Yeah, well, I will with this one. I've found my one.
I've got 10 years old on my one, and it's cat-like, but it's still
there. But that's because you've never taken it down.
No,
you like to get your money's worth.
Yeah. Oh, he paid for 10 years ago, but he's made money on that tree.
Okay, well, look, a video that we saw on Facebook says that real trees are better for the environment.
So it's definitely true.
Throwback correspondence, whoa! Violence in sport. Shane said, well, lads, just catching up on the podcast that I got to episode 40, we were talking about violence in sport, and in particular, where Smack said he felt it was his role as an older player on the team to look after the younger lads if they were getting in any hassle. I have a story from a club game a few months ago. We were playing our local rivals, who are a bunch of pricks, and a fight broke out between our corner forward and their corner back. Our corner forward was only 18 years old at the time and only a small fella. The dispute was quickly settled. Only then did we see our full back, a Garda sergeant, and an absolute horse of a man, who was also said corner forward's older brother, run the length of the pitch straight into their corner back and hit him his shoulder, which must have sent him about 3 feet into the air. And then he shouted, "Don't you ever effing touch my brother." Gave us all a huge boost, and although he got a yellow card, we ended up winning the game. I'm not sure I agree with this.
Yeah.
It's one thing I never liked in sport. Ah, he's only 18. He's only a young fella.
Mm.
So don't play him then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get the sense of looking after a younger player. Like, you know what I mean? Ah, yeah, he's young. Like, I look after him. But like, if somebody says to me, oh, you can't be hitting him, he's 18, I'd lamp him even harder. You know, like, I don't...
Within the rules of the game.
Yeah. Like, I get your thing of like, anybody says, oh, he let him alone, he's only 18. If he's out in the field, he's old enough to be playing. So yeah. That, but like, you know, at the same time, if he's your teammate, you would feel a sense of kind of just to look after him a little bit.
I know, yeah. But
you don't have to run the length of the field though to
I wouldn't have the energy, girl.
A rare occasion to see a full back go the length of the field anyway, I'll tell you. Not for a pot of gold.
Well, we got some more throwback correspondence when we were talking there a few podcasts ago about children on their phones. Paul said, just listen to episode 67, and on the topic of kids on tablets and phones, etc., I effing hate it, and I mean I can't stand the sight of it. I have two kids now and the oldest is 18 months. Let's hope he's not in the phone. She's mad for that feckin' phone and throws a mad strop if she can't have it. I don't think there's any avoiding it nowadays, but fuck it, any chance I get, I have them out eating their breakfast on the floor of the woods, stinking a campfire, plenty bacteria to fuck, and he has attached a photo of said child sitting on a coat in the woods.
Beside an open fire.
That's how you do it.
That's, you know,
that's some quality parenting.
Yeah. What's that crowd that take your kids from you?
Tuzla.
Tuzla, yes. Maybe don't send that to Tuzla.
No, that's a happy looking child.
I know, she is, look.
18 months old on your phone, man. That's going to blow a child's mind.
Yeah, that's
when they get to school, how are they going to be able to look at a black and white page and read and concentrate?
Yeah.
They'll just be used to colours.
Yeah, I think a tip is that if you're a parent, avoid being around your child, and also switch your phone to grayscale so that the children doesn't get all that colour de-stimulation, which their brain actually loves. So,
no, like whatever about a kid watching a tablet for 20 minutes a day when they're 4 or 5, like, keep them quiet. But like, yeah, at that age, no, it's probably a bit young.
Mm. Now, neither of us, we don't have kids.
Can I just say, what the fuck would we know about?
Yeah,
come on, parents, can't be that hard.
Yeah, everybody's a parenting expert until they actually have children.
That's so true.
Eat the thing, just shut up. So Smax's Love Actually dilemma. Jordan said, the movie Love Actually is on Amazon Prime Video this Christmas, not Netflix. Little trick for you, download Prime Video Christmas Eve and sign up for 1 week free trial. Watch Love Actually every day, then cancel your Prime Video on the 1st of January. Another person said, tell Smax Love Actually is free on Sky if he has Sky Q.
Yeah, so a load of people snapped me that during the week, so I went on to Sky and downloaded Love Actually. Now I've got it on the Skybox for free, so I'm fairly happy.
Hey.
The problem is the Skybox isn't wired up to the television in the room, so I can only watch it in the sitting room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you know, hey.
Is there a reason you want to watch Love Actually in the bedroom?
Yeah, nothing turns me on like Hugh Grant dancing to Jump. Jump for my love.
Do you ever think like Hugh Grant would probably be a better prime minister than the guy they have?
Oh, 100% that. He'd probably get more votes too, like. He would be in.
Hugh Grant, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, Hugh, bite, go for it.
Get off the bench.
Go
on.
For it, lad. Is hurling a form of foreplay? So you'll remember this from, I think it was last week's podcast, where he said one of our friends, you know, his idea of chatting up a bird is just shouldering her. So what if her girl was in touch to inform us that lads putting hurling moves on girls is a thing on nights out. If you mention you play camogie, they'll hit you a shot into the hip or the shoulder and then maybe do some kind of imaginary pulling across you. That leads into a bit of jersey pulling, hand holding, standing down on top of each other, etc. I don't know, it's just some kind of weird flirting or foreplay. Anyway, me and a junior B lad went hard at it one night there a few months ago. I think there was a couple of people in the chipper thought we were actually scrapping outside the door, but all it was me full forward and him full back and a high ball dropping in, and I ended up on the ground. But sure, we settled it over a curry chip and went off home together. My God, romance is alive and well in Waterford.
How did that scene not make it into Love Actually?
Yeah. Well, Love Actually wasn't set in Waterford.
So. Imagine it was.
Well, girl.
All I want for Christmas is you, girl. Go on, boy, will you?
Go on. The danger of beer goggles. This is an all too regular occurrence. Aoife was in touch to say, I'm currently on Erasmus in Vienna and decided to go to Budapest for a day. We went out on a boat party, and on the boat, I got talking to an Irish guy who happened to be named Johnny. Then I was like, oh my God, are you Johnny Smacks from the podcast? Bear in mind, I was absolutely gee-eyed and my vision was a bit blurry. He goes, I am actually, yeah, will you shift me? So I fully started getting off with him just for that reason. And I was introducing him to everyone like, oh, this is Johnny from the podcast. As soon as the alcohol wore off, I realized it wasn't him and ran off to get a kebab. Great night all the same. And she's attached a photo. He looks not like it.
I swear to God, this is the most common thing I get sent on any form of social media is like, oh, met Johnny Smacks last night, and it's a picture of a fucking random lad with a beard. Just because, like, I'm actually thinking about shaving my beard now.
Really?
It's getting out of hand. They're like, this looks like it's like, well, he's got blonde hair. Like, how does he even look like me? He doesn't. He's got a beard, like, he's got a bit of stubble. So they assume, like, this lad looks nothing like me, thank God, like. You know, this is outrageous. This
also,
is something like,
the chance of you being in Budapest on a boat party.
Yeah, and like, you know, I wouldn't be using a chat up line like, yeah, I am. Do you want to shift me? Yeah. Fucking hell, that's, you know, like to think I'm a bit more subtle than that.
Anyway, Johnny.
Yes, podcast people getting in trouble. Ian, our primary school teacher, sent us in a snap to say, well, men, open the laptop to get a colouring sheet for the class I'm teaching. Cue Noel talking about chopsticks in an Italian restaurant, full blast. Just as the principal, who I'm already dicey with, walks in. Love it all the same. So, that's from an unemployed teacher now.
Let the children listen. Okay, help me pronounce this name, guys. You know I'm good at this.
Eilish.
Eilish, yeah.
Eilish, as they say in Tipperary.
Oh, this girl's from Monaghan.
We'll go with Eilish. Well, lads, was listening back to your podcast 89 there in work. I work in a cold warehouse in the back hours of Monaghan. It's shitecrack, so the podcast gets me through the day. Was listening to Noel's news where he was saying about the old woman giving the trick-or-treating children a bag of calf nuts, and I was bursting me whole laughing. I got a few queer looks and from the other workers, but thought nothing of it. Fast forward to later in the day, and I got called into my boss's office. I got given out to as apparently one of the foreign fellas working with me thought I was laughing at him. I tried to explain the podcast to my boss, but he didn't believe me. I didn't get rostered for the next week and lost a week's pay because of Noel. Sure, it was worth the laugh anyway. Shite crack, at least.
Yeah.
Eilish.
And send us the bill and we'll never pay it.
We'll never pay it.
So who's going to win the Two Johnnies podcast mug this week?
I want to give it to Eilish so she can take the mug into her boss's office and be like, see, it's a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The couple who had the baby on, or the York is
oh,
it?
Yeah. What about the lad who was hassling Pat Short at his family member's funeral?
Oh, he should be shot.
Go on, we send it to Monaghan.
Yeah,
so
we send it to Monaghan. Yeah.
On, Monaghan.
Monaghan. Yeah. Look, they don't win much, so. So, Eilish, you can email podcast at thetwojohnnies.ie with all your contact details, and we'll get that mug sent out to you. More, I'll be on it. And you can also check out our new merchandise on thetwojohnnies.ie. Get your order in. If you're listening to this on Monday, Tuesday is that you've got 24 hours.
Oh, Wednesday at a push, but like, yeah, get it in Monday or Tuesday. Like,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. So it'll be there for Christmas. We don't want anyone disappointed. Now, the weekly roundup. What's been going on in Tujani's land this week?
We had our live podcast from Limerick. Our special guest was the renowned Kerry politician Michael Healy-Ray, who was very funny and more a surprise Johnny Smacks with his biggest fear in the world, live birds.
Yeah, can I just address the Michael Healy-Ray thing first? He's fair funny.
Yeah.
Really, really funny. Like I knew he was going to be good, but like, you know, when you get a guest, you're never quite sure, like.
Yeah, he has that John B. Keane thing of telling a good anecdote.
Like, oh yeah, he's like, he had the crowd absolutely eaten. I can see now why they are so successful in elections. This man, I was going to vote for him. So I mean, I'd do anything for him. After listening to him for 10 minutes, he was class, hilarious, and we'll put that out in the future. Now the birds.
Okay.
Again, I got that funny feeling at Vicker Street when Maura had the snakes. I was like, everyone's on edge. What's happening here backstage? And then it was like, I could feel it again in Limerick. And I kept asking James, our tour manager. I was like, here, what's the crack like? And then I was like, right, if there's been snakes in Vicker Street, and that's what Johnny's afraid of, I was like, this better not be birds. And he was like, no, honestly, it's not, I swear to God. And I was like, James, tell me now, it better not be birds. He was like, it's not, don't worry. It was birds.
Okay, the first out, Maura, was a little owl.
Yes, Gizmo. And he's like a little, he's about 8 inches tall, tiny little, gorgeous little owl. And Max wouldn't go near him.
I came close enough to him, right? And then I was starting to half warrant him. And I was thinking, like, I might actually hold this bird.
Yeah.
And then you said those immortal words, let's bring out the second bird. And I was like, right, what's the second bird? And it was a hawk.
Yeah, no, it was a Harris hawk, and he's about a foot tall. Again, he's a bit bigger.
He was big, and then he flapped his wings, and then I lost my mind and ran off the stage.
Well, see, like, that's what all we were planning to do. Okay, right. So, like, myself and James had discussed it beforehand. It was like, okay, we'll just bring out the two birds or whatever. But then everybody just aside the stage was just loving the fact that you were terrified of these two little small birds.
I was shaking; my heart was beating. Yeah, my chest.
I like went over to grab you and bring you over closer to the hawk, and like, your whole body was shaking, you were trembling like a little child. Yeah. And I honestly felt so bad. I was like, oh, this isn't funny anymore. Smacks is genuinely like, he's gonna wet his pants here, like.
And then they brought out the eagle. It's because our managers were backstage going like, yeah, do it, put him out, fuck him, do it. So they had these huge golden eagles, which are still like living in the wild in Donegal now. Imagine that, lad. You'd never go to Donegal, no.
Yeah, like, people have been asking, when are you going to come to Donegal? There is your answer.
As soon as the eagles are extinct, that's when.
Like, he came out and the crowd started clapping, and I was like, stop clapping, you startled the bird. And then, like, the bird did start freaking out a bit, like.
He started flapping, yeah.
He opened
up
his wings.
Yeah.
6 foot wingspan, is it?
Yeah. He's
what?
Huge, yeah.
Are you doing to me? So I enjoyed watching that on the television from backstage. But I eventually turned Limerick, great night, and that was the end of the national tour. Also, we had another gig in between.
We threw our Christmas party. It's a now annual event. And this one was for Crumlin's Children's Hospital. Great cause. My moment of the night was, like, as the night goes on, people start getting crazier and crazier and more into it. And then two big lads came up front. They were wearing the two Johnny's tip jerseys.
Yeah.
And they got up to the front, and like, they were fairly leery and sweaty now at this stage, like these boys. Then they took off their tops.
Yeah.
The two of them, and it just, you know, coincidence at one of our shows, Mar, the whole front row was young ladies. But when the two boys covered in sweat and hair took off their tops, the Red Seas quickly parted. There was young ones just going like, oh no. Serious crack. And then at one stage, just this is to explain to Johnny's live show. At one stage, I went crowd surfing because we were playing a 90s dance medley. I picked the biggest man I could find. I leaned over and he pulled me up. And I wasn't crowd surfing for long until I fell.
Yes.
Now, I was grand. I didn't hit the ground. I kind of fell back on stage.
Yeah, you did.
But as I fell, I kicked a drink out of a lady's hand. She was drinking like something like a gin and tonic. And it splashed down in front of her. And when I landed back on stage, she just looked at her empty hands and looked back at me. And all I had was a pint of Guinness. So I offered her my pint of Guinness. She's a grand. Necked it. And handed the pint glass back to me. And was like, what? What? Your move.
When you said at least you didn't fall, in fairness to her, she did break your fall when you went down because she was on the ground. Like, I was looking at him like, oh, that doesn't look safe. Also on the night, we're joined by a very special guest. The King of Country was there, Mr. Gareth Brooks.
If you're following us on Instagram, you know.
Yeah, you know. Ah, some crack. It was mad. Like, the Christmas party is probably one of the only shows where we do a full band show. Part of the festivals. And it was great. Music all night. We bopped it out. Went to Coppers, the whole lot. Heavy stuff.
Just on nights out, etc. The greatest feeling in the world has to be when you lose your jacket and then you go into the pub the next morning. And they have it.
Oh my god! Excitement levels were spiking when you got the jacket.
That is the best feeling in the world. Like,
oh, is that your nice jacket?
Then yeah,
me stepping out.
Oh yeah.
Oh, me stepping out jacket. I thought I'd lost it. Back the next morning, there it was. I was like, what a result!
Yeah. So, we also went to. We were doing a bit of promo. We went on Mario Rosenstock's radio show on Today FM.
Really funny guy. Mad style of interview. Mario is a gas man, and he's going to be on our podcast real soon.
Yeah. Next week. But it was good. It was like. First time in ages we'd done an interview where, like, we were asked something apart from, like, a lot of interviews we get asked.
You used to be a butcher.
Yeah.
You're so from your
tell us, how'd you get together? Like, it's every interview, it seems to be the same, but that one was different and we got to actually have a chat and really enjoyed it. So that was the week, busy week. Now we're getting ready for the kids shows, which are all sold out. And people are still messaging about They're relentless. Don't forget, the last few tickets are available for the Australia live podcast. And
Sydney is sold out.
And Brisbane and Melbourne.
There's a few left. And of course, the big one in Cork, the biggest live podcast to ever happen in Ireland, Two Johnny's Summer Jam Extravaganza on the Maybank Holiday. Is it the June Bank Holiday or the Maybank Holiday weekend? The Maybank Holiday weekend, the 30th of May, 2020. It's going to be...
That's the June Bank Holiday.
Yeah.
Going to be unreal. So get your tickets for that. And if... You're thinking, you know, what's Santa going to get me this year? He's going to get you that, or else he hates you.
Yeah, so get your tickets. They tell us it's going to be sold out by Christmas, which is great news for us.
The baby Jesus appeared to me in a dream, and he said, if people want to praise me this year, the best way to do it. Yeah. So lads, don't make the baby Jesus cry.
Yeah.
Buy tickets for our live podcast.
Our Lord himself, Peter Aiken from Aiken Promotions, appeared to me and said, look, it'll be sold out by Christmas, don't be worried. So it's all done, yeah, ticket sales are great, so thanks very much. And you see the twojohnnies.ie for more info about all those dates. 'Tis the season for giving and receiving. With this in mind, we've decided to debate and discuss what makes a good present, how much should you spend, what should you avoid, and is making a homemade present acceptable? No, it's not. And there can be a lot of pitfalls when it comes to giving gifts. As US fitness company Peloton found out when they recently published this ad where a husband surprises his wife with a €2,000 stationary bike.
Okay, you ready?
Yes!
Now...
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time riding.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am. 6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace of Austin. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
So many felt this ad was old-fashioned and sexist, leading to the company's share price to fall, cutting more than $1 billion from its market value, but it's rebounded since. Thoughts on the ad? Johnny, do you want to give us a brief kind of roundup on what's happening on that ad?
She gets his present of a Peloton, which is a spinning bike, but you're a part of an online class, your video, like someone's watching you, you're not just doing it at home to a program. And she makes this video, like a little clip every day, and then shows it to the boyfriend a year later. To me, it's just more American shite cheese, and it didn't really stand out to me as being any worse than the ads for all the other shite products that people are trying to sell, yeah?
Yeah.
But I think people's issue may be he was saying something about her body.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Or am I way off the mark?
Well, it seems to me like what people were giving out about was like, oh, how dare he buy her a fitness accessory for Christmas, like. You know, as in, like, was he instigating that she was out of shape? And I can just say that the girl in this ad is in incredible shape. She's a lovely thing. I think it's just a bit... It's just Americans getting excited over nothing. Like, the ad is actually shit. It wouldn't entice me to buy a Peloton bike, I have to say.
Maura?
Like, I think in certain circumstances, it's okay to kind of give the gift of fitness or whatever. I think
Oh, I would love the gift of being fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like enable somebody to get fit. I think what was more troubling was the fact that somebody kind of suggested that it seems in this ad that that woman wouldn't have been able to afford the Peloton herself, that she had to rely on her husband to buy it for her. So that's really where it irked me, in that it suggested that the woman didn't really have financial independence. If she really wanted a Peloton, why didn't she just go out to buy it for herself? And
would you not say that about all gifts?
Yeah, that's...
It's a very feminist fucking remark, no more.
What it means?
What's your problem with feminism, buddy? Step out, come on.
Maybe your one's a mature student.
So, 50% of her, whatever's in his bank account is hers.
Maybe they're not going out that long.
They have a kid together. You can see the kid in the ad.
They don't seem to be living together.
They've been together a year. Yeah, but look, you're getting into... From my perspective, it's a married couple with a child, and he seems to have gotten her something really extravagant, and she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you went to all this extravagance. It was something that I really wanted.
I didn't pick that up from now. I didn't think that the price of it...
$2,500, €2,000.
I mean, it is a big present, but
yeah.
I didn't get that from her response. I thought she was just like, oh, this is a great present. I didn't pick up from her that she was like, I can't believe you spent all this money on me. I didn't pick that up now. Maybe I'm wrong.
I picked it up that it did. It seemed she was like, she was, maybe that's just kind of like overacting. It's like, oh my God, a Peloton.
Yeah, I thought she just loved the present.
Yeah, but.
In a way that only a paid actress can love a present.
You're very sinister, Mar.
That's my interpretation of it. Anyway, we'll see what other people think of it now.
So if it had been a $2,500 necklace, you'd have the same issue.
If it was something that she said was going to change your life, a necklace isn't going to change your life. It just makes you happier.
What if you bought her a car?
If you bought her a car, I suppose, like, did she need a new car?
Do you need a gold necklace?
No.
Maybe she's really tight for time, and this home workout has, you know, is a perfect solution to her specific time constraints.
It could, like, this could be a genuinely purposeful gift, and it could be worked lovely. I'm not saying the ad is wrong or whatever, but just I'm saying this is my interpretation of it. That the bit that irked me is like, well, she really wanted that bike and thought it was going to change her life. Why didn't she buy it for herself? Why did she need a man to buy it for her?
Maybe she never heard of them before she got it.
No, she knew what it was. She said the brand name straight away.
Yeah, I think we're going in very deep on this. Like to say, if a woman wants an engagement ring, she could buy it herself as well.
Well, if anybody wants Anton,
just
buy it yourself.
Yeah.
There you go. You heard it first. Maura telling everyone, no Christmas presents.
No, I just... There's just that interpretation of it, okay? And my interpretation of it could be wrong, but it's a bit like... Ew.
Well, I don't think anyone's interpretation... can be wrong by the nature of what interpretation is. We've obviously had a very different interpretation.
Yeah.
But neither is wrong. Can we move back to the fitness question,
yeah.
Johnny?
Yeah. I just thought she'd lovely eyes.
I think that annoyed you, the fact that he gave her a piece of exercise equipment.
Oh, I tell you, like, if I was waking up Christmas morning and, like, got, you know, a sit-up machine or something, like, off any of, like, you trying to tell me something there? She probably is. She'd be right, like, but... I'd be like, oh, can you not give me something like fun? Or I'd feel shit by that. Like, I'd feel absolutely shit. Like, if I came up and seen a treadmill at Christmas morning, I'd be like, right, look, I know I've been doing a bit of partying, but like, no need to ruin my Christmas by getting me a bloody treadmill. Like,
what? Well, like, I asked, we'll get to it a little bit later on, but like, a lot of women did come back and say for Christmas they wanted gym gear or Fitbit or something like that. So it just depends on, like, you don't want fitness stuff for Christmas, therefore somebody shouldn't get it for you. So, but it just depends on the person, what is it they want. I think, like, I'd love not a Fitbit but a Garmin for Christmas. So
anyone listening?
You'd be inundated with it now next week. Certain fitness things are grand. Like, I just think it depends how you feel about yourself, I think, really.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
If you're into fitness and you're going around with a six pack, then somebody getting you, like, you know, membership for a gym or something like that, for someone who's really into it, makes sense. Like, for someone who's into being lazy and sitting in front of the television, should probably just get me an armchair for Christmas, to be honest.
I don't know how anyone could be insulted by something that would make you healthier.
But it just depends. Like,
if someone is low enough about themselves and their image and stuff like that, and then you come in and get them a treadmill?
And here is something that will help you.
No.
But like, but
I refuse.
Here's a put down.
I refuse your help.
But like, I
no.
think. I
no,
think
you're wrong there.
Yeah. Go on.
You're wrong there now. You're wrong. It's all right for you. You can say with your 18-inch arms
no.
that you've no problem getting something for fitness for, like, you know, for Christmas. But what if someone's not into it? Like, what if someone's not into music and you get them a guitar? What fucking use is it?
Well, it's not the same thing.
It is.
The lack of guitar isn't going to give you coronary heart disease, like.
Yeah, but this isn't about, like, your fucking coronary heart disease or your fucking, your general wellness.
Your lung capacity.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting a gift for someone who's not into that thing.
If they're not, you'd have to know somebody. You'd have to be completely wrong about somebody to get them a gift that they completely don't like.
Okay, but right, say if I got you a 6-month membership to an MMA gym and you wouldn't really like MMA, I'd say, I don't think you'd like sparring and stuff, that you'd be pretty pissed off. You'd be like, but I don't like MMA. Whereas if I got you, I don't, a regular gym membership, you'd be like, oh, thank you very much. It depends on the person. Like, you have to be, you know, like, but like I could use that argument, your argument, but like, sure, it's going to make you healthy. So.
I'm not sure if I had time, I'd give it a go.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking perfect, Johnny. Anyway, no. what do you want for Christmas?
Nothing.
You're getting not me now, anyway.
No, nothing.
Yeah, but you don't get presents anyway.
Yeah, sure. Look, I'll probably have to get the family something just to take the bad look off the thing. Like, but I don't want that. Am I mental? Like, I just think.
Yeah, you're. But you see things very black and white. Like, you don't have a heart or feelings.
This would have started like me and my sister is just slightly older than me, and as teenagers. We probably always be buying each other CDs. Like, there's that one you wanted. Thanks for getting me the one I wanted.
Yeah.
we're just passing things around. Is it a bit mad?
But it's nice to be getting people presents.
Yeah, but that's... The idea is that you get someone something really thoughtful that, like, they deserve, but maybe they wouldn't treat themselves like that. Like, you know, like one woman said to us, somebody bought me really expensive makeup, and I only buy myself the cheap stuff, like.
Mm.
And it's nice to kind of treat someone, but buying each other, what do you want for Christmas? I want tickets to this show. Okay, I'll get them for you. Isn't that a bit weird?
No, that's what happens at Christmas.
Yeah, but if they can, like, definitely afford them themselves and all.
Yeah, but sure, like, if someone's rich, then you don't get them a present because they're rich.
No, not saying that. Maybe get them something really thoughtful, like, here's, like... You once mentioned there was this, like, this book, or like you were looking for something and it was hard to find. I found it for you.
Mm. Yeah, there's probably a bit more thought in that, right?
Yeah, but I think we're quick to be like, I don't have time. Go on. There's something that's worth 50 quid, whereas like maybe something really thoughtful for 10 quid would have been a better present.
Mm.
But no one has time anymore to be making thoughtful gifts.
So you're putting your lack of present buying down to time.
No. I think it's a mad tradition that we now, it starts with kids. Mm-hmm. Kids can't afford to buy themselves presents, and you want to get them a surprise, and you know they write away to Santa and all. That's great.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Next, he'll be calling for no Santa now.
No, Santa's got a job to do.
Yeah. Okay, we've a list there of what people actually want for Christmas. So go through it there and see what you think. So
Aisling has said headphones. Michael said a holiday, which I would agree with. Luke said a hot tub.
Now, there's a great gift.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I'm not getting you a hot tub.
Damn. Duggan said, I'm getting the woman a handbag and a vibrator. So if she doesn't like the bag, she can just go fuck herself.
Duggan, wouldn't recommend that.
You're going to be single for Christmas, my friend. Stephen, I'd rather the lads spent their money on nights out rather than gifts.
Oh, hi, Stephen. Bye. Hey, do you reckon you could do Christmas? You know, like, people are getting married and they do like a wish list.
Mm.
Mm.
And you tick off. What if I just, like, for the next couple of years, say to everyone I know, right, I don't want Atten, put a nominal amount of money into my hot tub fund.
Yeah, that could work. Yeah.
And then in like 10 years, instead of getting gifts.
But people will argue that we can probably get a hot tub now.
I'm sure the credit union will, you know.
It's not about the money, man.
You'd feel nicer in that hot tub knowing somebody else paid for it. That's what it is. Oh, it's all coming out now.
Jim has to hit the nail on the head. He wants a good Christmas dinner and a link set.
Every Irish man this Christmas will receive a link set. from someone.
You're not mad about the link set?
No, but that's because you just always get it. Like, that's a pure lazy one. That's one that the mother gets to wrap it up for you for the sake of having something under the tree.
But it is a practical
but
gift.
But it's €8.
I know, a link set can be more than that.
Jesus, I would say €8 to €12.
A single can of links is at least a fiver, lad.
Yeah. But I wasn't special.
Yeah, there wasn't.
I do like, I tell you what I do enjoy is the odd aftershave set. Because there's something about, you know when you get aftershave like, and you spray it on, you feel good, right? But I tell you, if you shower in that, like the aftershave shower gel, so like just say you get Paco Rabanne, which is something I would wear. I'll just say that again. Paco Rabanne. 1 million, all right. And they give you the little shower gel, you'll quit it. 1 million as well, yeah. Right. Available in all kinds.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah, so, and you get the shower gel with it.
Yeah.
You think you feel good spraying on the aftershave. If you have the shower with that shower gel, you're coming out of the shower, right? You're getting ready for a night out of Christmas. Bam, 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 music's playing. Everything's smelling good. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the skin is just a bang a pack or a ban off. So you're getting dressed in for a night out, you're going, oh, I'm untouchable. I tell you, you know what? You know Matthew McConaughey's in the ad with the six pack. Like when I watch in that, I come out and just said, "Don't have the six pack, but I'm still as good looking as Matthew McConaughey." No, it does, it makes me feel great. I do like aftershave sets, not link sets. That's on record now.
Okay, other guests here. People saying they want just time with family and friends. And Katie says she wants to look for something she can look forward to, like tickets to a concert, or a day out, or a holiday.
That's always a good one, and that's what we've done for the last while. Is like get each other a holiday or a trip away or a night away. It just makes sense.
Not the two Johnnies now.
Yeah. No. We just go on holidays anyway. But it's something that, like, at least you've got something to look forward to. So, like, Christmas morning, yeah, right, okay, you open it up and it's a holiday for, like, 5 months' time or something. You're like, oh, but I don't have that for now. And then you're like, yeah, but I've got, like, all my family and we're having a crack and it's Christmas, so there's good crack anyway. And then you've got something to aim for then in January when things are shit. You're like, well, at least I have the holiday to look forward to. I think it's always good. Everybody all the time should have something to look forward to.
I hate the rest of my life.
But in 5 months, I'll be happy. I see here, Joanne. So, Maura, it was you who put this out during the week on social media and listeners got in touch saying what they want. Joanne said Ray-Bans, but apparently it's not sunny enough for them. I'll tell you, the best thing I've ever got myself in the last while is Ray-Bans.
Good sunglasses.
Good sunglasses are vital. Those cheap ones, you see, don't have that UV protection, so the eyes are roasted out of you. And the Ray-Bans... Anyone from Ray-Bans listen?
No, I was like just wearing shite sunglasses.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, sunglasses are expensive. I don't know, would you really need them in Ireland? Then I got a present of good sunglasses. Mm.
Yeah.
Deadly present.
Essentially. Yeah.
Bit extravagant, lads, but Elaine is looking for a man. Eve's looking for a boyfriend. Linda's looking for a ring. Oi, oi. Sophie's looking for an engagement ring.
If anybody wants to propose, I'm just going to say this now. You know, Christmas, time of love. If anybody wants to propose to their other half using the Two Johnnies podcast, we are willing, maybe a Christmas special, you know, on the correspondence, we'll read it out if there's a marriage proposal and you can be sitting there with the speaker on, you know, listening to the podcast.
Email podcast to twojohnnies.ie with all your details.
We're spreading Christmas love, lads. Kieran's looking for
it. Just make it somebody that you actually know.
Yeah.
Don't get us to propose to some randomer.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have to vet it first, Mara. You'll have to vet it. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. You have to be in a proper relationship with the person, not stalking someone.
So send us a sex tape with it.
No.
You have to prove your loyalty.
Yeah, Jim from Kinnegad wants to propose to Beyonce.
A new milking parlour. That's probably too expensive for Christmas, Alex says.
I like Nigel's idea for a present. A DeWalt penguin. I had to Google that.
What is that?
DeWalt is a good brand for the old hardware tools.
Yeah, it's a screwdriver that looks like a penguin. So Google it, you'll understand.
It's practical and fun.
We enjoyed getting new Dubarry boots.
Maeve wants perfume and car insurance. That's a good night.
I have to say, perfume is a really nice present because...
Yeah, is it? Because thought that falls into the Lynx set category have been done.
Right. I have some tips on buying perfume, okay? Right?
Yes, here we go.
Right. First of all, I think it's very nerve-wracking for men to approach a perfume counter because it's all flowery and there's this young one there and she's the mad eyebrows. Ignore all that. Ignore that. Okay, right. So there's two types. You'll see a thing called eau de parfum and eau de toilette. So eau de parfum means it has a higher content of perfume oil in it. Therefore, the scent will last longer and it'll be a little more expensive. So buy the eau de parfum, not the eau de toilette, because that's cheaper and you're being a cheap bastard buying that, okay?
Oh.
Don't buy a perfume that a celebrity has attached themselves to, because it's just, the perfume is never as good as a genuinely good brand from a perfume house. Mm. So perfumes that I like, so like Dior Addict, it's about 100 euro. Oh my God, it's sex in a bottle. Okay, right. Really, really nice.
Like, how would a bottle like that last?
Taking it down.
The 100 ml version, it just depends how much you spray it on yourself. So like if a girl was, now Dior Addict, you'd only wear it on nights out because you don't want to be going into the office smelling like a prostitute. But no, a very classy one, okay? But it's just, it's a very sexy scent, okay? Right? You don't want to be wearing it around the office.
As you're trying to get a promotion.
Yeah. There's other ones called Penhaligon's there in Kildare Village. That's like a proper perfume company and their blasted heath perfume is just so nice. And like, I remember spraying it on myself and it lasted from the morning to the evening and just was so good, you know. There's other brands then, if you go into stores like there is Acqua di Parma, it's lovely as well. I think that's a female and male scent, so like, you know, you can buy it for her but you squirt a few scents on yourself. And then there's also, if you want to go all out, there's a perfume in Brian Thomas, it's called Portrait of a Lady. I think it's 200 euro, but my God, it's amazing. So but yeah, but I would say that if you're gonna, but I think what's really nice, if a guy goes up and picks a scent that he really likes, so uh-huh. So the way you go up and test perfume is you ask the girl with the crazy eyebrows at the counter, can I try some perfumes? I don't want anything too flowery, or I don't want anything too strong. And she'll pick out kind of selection of perfumes. Yeah. She'll spray it on a stick. You smell the stick. Give it a few shake, a few minutes to develop, and just then just go. Like, you can also tell her your budget. I have like 50 euro to spend a perfume. I have 100 euro to spend a perfume. So, and she'll pick out three perfumes and you can pick one she like. And then you can be like, and then it's just thoughtful because you took the time to research it. You picked out the one that you like, you want your partner to smell like. And it's a really sweet thing, I think.
So. Maury, you are going to be inundated with bottles of perfume in the next week. I just know.
Do you get value for money? Like, is like, the more you pay, is it generally better?
Well, the perfumes that I mentioned there, they all last really well. Like, to me, say like Beyonce Heat, okay, something like that, like a cheaper perfume, like 20 or 30 euro, you spray it on, you can't smell it after 5 minutes. Whereas those perfumes, because the eau de parfum has a higher perfume oil content, it means they really last the whole day. So, you know.
Okay.
Very good. Oh, yeah, actually, that is educational now.
But I would say that like most of the money that goes into producing perfume is actually spent on the packaging, because that's how people quite often judge perfume, yeah, rather than buying actually the scent. So,
Johnny, any tips for women out there looking to buy for a man?
Oh man,
it's loads of riding. Yeah. It's cheap, it's good for the environment, you know.
Buying for a man in general,
yeah,
be careful when buying clothes, particularly the mammies out there.
Yeah,
you know, I think like my mam has attempted in the last few years to buy me clothes, like, and you know, God, you know, no disrespect, man, but remember that shirt you got me in that clone? I never wore it. I gave it away. No. It's tough. It's tough to buy for a man as regards clothes. So I think maybe take him with you if you're going to get, like, you know, if a girlfriend's like, I'll get you clothes. Girlfriends generally are better at buying clothes than mammies, because mammies might be a little bit out of touch with what's in fashion, whereas okay, girls are pretty on trend a lot of the time, and they'll know what you're wearing from nights out, the whole lot. They'll know your style, so that's not too bad. I would say that to girls, keep your receipts though. Aftershave, yeah, that's always good. Get the set, I would be saying.
Okay.
Men appreciate the shower gel. As regards gadgets and all that, yeah, that's all good, but like, I'd be saying buy things that you can do together, you know.
Mm.
Something that you can all enjoy, and that there's, you know, there's time involved in going doing some. Concert tickets are good,
yeah.
You know, particularly, I know these two guys from Tip. No, but like, concert tickets are a great idea. Like, you know, we went to Westlife last year, and that was great crack. Like, yeah, everyone went. Make it a group thing. Why not? Headphones are good as well. They're my tip for the Christmas.
Headphones
and sunglasses. Two vital things that are actually important, especially if you're doing a good bit of traveling, or you're doing a good bit of commuting. Having good headphones.
Yeah, everybody uses headphones now, and they kind of feel bad about buying themselves the you know, the expensive ones. What are the Dr. Dre ones?
Beats. I bought Beats. I think I said this before in the podcast after watching that documentary.
Oh yeah, the documentary is
the fine ones. Great documentary. The earphones, the Beats. I have Beats Studios, and they are pricey, but they are good. But there is better ones out there for the same value.
Oh, Sennheiser.
Yeah, or Bose.
Yeah, Beats is just a big brand.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bose. I have them too. Like, yeah.
Bose headphones are pretty good. And I would say invest in them and sunglasses as well. Always a good one, even for men who think, oh, don't wear sunglasses. Once you try them on, you love them. That'd be my tips.
Can I give a tip?
Don't buy anybody anything.
I've started seeing people using newspaper for wrapping paper.
Oh yeah,
it actually looks deadly. It
does look real rustic.
Yeah.
It looks class. Yeah. So that's my tip on maybe reducing your carbon footprint. Yeah. Between.
Before we finish, really quick, anything you really want for Christmas?
No, I can afford everything I want to buy myself.
Yeah, there you go.
You, Johnny?
I want something I can never have for Christmas. That's just more time.
Yeah, or a hot tub.
Yeah, or a hot tub, yeah. We're going to start up a GoFundMe, lad, this day for a hot tub. Right.
Oh, Johnny B, what do you want for Christmas?
Not just grand, isn't it?
Well, Mel did message me saying she wants you for Christmas. So if you're available, would you be available to be under somebody's Christmas tree?
Sorry, anyone looking for me? For
you're off the market.
Yeah, come on.
I can still do appearances. Right. Still do public appearances.
Okay, Mel, send your nude photos to podcast.
Do not. You can't solicit.
Look.
Oh, sorry. I can't. Sorry.
That is a podcast disclaimer.
Yeah, don't send anything.
Yeah, he's taking it too far.
And he was joking, asking for nude photos.
Yeah, no, I am. Come on. Come on.
So look, enjoy all the Christmas shopping. And I would just say one thing for when you're in the shops, you know, be nice to people and say hello.
Be nice to staff.
Yeah, and don't be freaking out. We all worked in retail at one point or another. It is horrible. So be nice to those people. Respect them in the shops. Go on. All right, he's going to be glued to the TV screen now because he's heard Mary Kennedy is taking part in Dancing with the Stars. It's time for Noel Furlong, and it's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News! It's Noel's News!
I'm young for that.
Well, Noel.
What are you saying about Mary Kennedy?
She's doing the Dancing with the Stars now. She's taking part in the show for RT.
Oh, she's going to wipe the floor with them.
Do you reckon?
She's a lady.
Do you reckon she's a good dancer?
She's good at whatever she wants to be good at.
Can I just ask you as well, we asked you to wear a Christmas jumper today.
I'm wearing my Christmas vest. I wore this vest every Christmas since about 82.
Do you like my Christmas jumper?
Not particularly. Okay. I feel like I'm going to have some sort of a seizure.
It lights up.
Flashing light. You're like one of the boys on Road Bridge. Stopping cars. I have a bit of news for you, lads.
Lovely.
Noel's News. Now, what is the furthest you've ever gone for the ride?
Ooh.
Into town of a Saturday night?
Probably.
I once went to a funeral in Tumivara. One of the boys was tipping this one, and they said she's a lovely sister. Lovely sister. And the father was dying, right? And one of the sisters was going to get the farm. So I went to see about this woman. Now, she wasn't really in the farm for dancing. And I was trying to get the old crack going. You know, I was, well, you come here often, you know. And we're inside in the funeral home. But I was trying to get the old crack going, like, and they were doing the rosary. But I called out of the house afterwards, anyway. I said I'd leave it after.
Why?
The farm wasn't great now, to be honest. Needed a lot of work. Father had been sick for a long time. I was looking for a kind of handier setup than that, like.
Oh my god.
You don't want to end up like Shaggy Sullivan.
Why?
Do you know Shaggy? You do.
Yeah.
He got a farm up in Holyford. Nothing but hills. Oh, open the gate, the field would fall out. You know the Shaggy though, you do.
I think I know, man.
Awful, man. He always borrowing stuff and not bringing it back, if you know what I mean. And then you ask him and he'd be like, "Twatten me." Like the song.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I was riding her in the shower.
Yeah.
Pardon me. I hand her up again the patio. Pardon me. Yeah. Shaggy, right? But,
oh, God.
Pardon me. So, now, actually, in the news, I don't think even a hound dog like you would equal this feat, right? In India, a tiger was so hard up to find a woman, or as they say, a woman tiger, to give them their technical name, that this male tiger walked 807 miles looking for a mate.
Wow.
That is a fact. Wow. That is a long way to go. Looking for a mate. Was it a mate? Was it a woman or one device he was looking for? Hang on, I read this again now. Looking for a mate. 800 miles looking for one device. Is a long way. Remember the night I left you in Clamel?
Yeah. That wasn't funny.
That was fucking gas. Just, you were driving me mad.
Why?
Well, like, I was trying to have a few pints and you were roaring. And I remember now because with hailstones and rain at the time, and Shaggy was collecting us the same night. And see, Shaggy, Maureen, Shaggy only drives in the bad weather because he no tax or insurance in the car for at least 10 years. And well, did you ever see a guard checking tax in the rain? So it was lashing and you were out in the rain.
Yes.
And me and Shaggy got home. And I remember that was the time you got pneumonia.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, it was gas. You remember?
Yeah, I do. I was.
Jeez, I thought you'd never get out of hospital.
I was proper sick.
Jeez, you were. You were sick, boy. I thought you were tough, but sure, look. I suppose you were only 6 or 7 at the time. But, no, you were fine. But just Jägermeister ruined you. I thought the Ribena you were on. But don't get me wrong, guys. I would never give German liquor to a child who wasn't my own. So, pardon me. So this tiger, he walked 807 miles looking for a female and a territory to make his own. Because, here's a bit of news for you, the number of tigers in India is going up. But the areas suitable for tigers to live in is going down. Because there's farming and lads building our houses and etc. And this tiger, they say he's actually a nice lad, right? His name is C-Tree. We need to give him a proper name. C-Tree. Like Gary or...
Gary the Tiger.
Yeah, that's much nicer.
Yeah.
Hello, this is my tiger, Gary Kavanagh. You know, so on his 800-mile walk, he crossed a load of houses. He went through farms. He went across the motorway. But he got in one row with a lad. He injured a lad. Gary the Tiger was, as I'm now calling him, he was asleep under an old thicket of bush. And some lad came in on top of him and they didn't know Gary was there. But I'd say they fucking regretted stumbling upon Gary afterwards. Anyway, they called it an accidental injury, which, of course, I often handed out on the field, a few accidental injuries. So this Christmas, spare a thought for the Tigers. Keep some room in your heart for Gary the Tiger. Okay. My second story of the week. Did you know there was one state in America founded by people from Cavan? Can you guess which one?
Oh.
The answer.
I'm trying to think of which idea. Is the most Cavan state. And
Denver.
No, Denver's a city.
Colorado.
I'm gonna say a southern state, Arkansas.
Maine.
Brilliant.
Well, in the state of Maine,
shut it on.
A man has died.
Is that actually a state?
Maine?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. State of Maine, yeah. It's on the west, the east coast, yeah.
Never heard of it. My God. That's.
You have your ears in your boots, lad. Now, this man in Maine, I would say it was a tragedy, but I'll let you decide because he rigged his house to keep out intruders. I don't know whether he means like Hare Krishnas or robbers. I don't know. But this man was killed by his own booby trap. And now, I know you would say the booby was the downfall of many a man. But I never hear of a fella being killed by one. Unless he got a right belt. But no, it was a gun. He had rigged the front door to fire a shot if anyone tried to open it. And somehow he set it off himself. He must have been unlucky. I mean, what are the chances of walking in your own front door? And he rang the police and he said, I'm after being shot by my own booby trap. And then he died. God love him. Now, I am sorry to hear of his passing. He was a 65-year-old American man killed by his own booby-trapped house. Is it a tragedy? Or how do I say it? Like, I don't think this guy was going to go on to, you know, invent a perfect form of controlled nuclear fusion or perhaps cure cancer. Do you get me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of survival of the fittest?
Yes.
Yeah. Thin the herd.
Yeah, this is my approach to under 12 training.
Jeez.
But there are some lads, like, talk about survival of the fittest. I don't know how some lads are still alive. Do you know your man the cat from Bansha?
No.
You don't know the cat? Oh, well, he should be dead more times. Do you know he crashed his Jeep into the, do you know the big tree in Clamore?
Yeah.
And the one that has a load of concrete blocks inside in it.
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which was he fucking put the Jeep into it and the county council came out and they filled up the tree with all the concrete blocks. That's a fact. And he walked away from it, not a scratch on him.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's the only man I know to get chicken pox 9 times. I didn't even know that was fucking possible. He fell off the roof of the co-op. He was doing a bit of torch on felt. He fell off the roof, landed in a trailer of Christmas trees.
Wow.
Yeah. Lucky bastard. He was shitting pine cones for a month, right? He got bit by a mange dog. He got hit by the postman. He had 2 heart attacks. I shot him 3 or 4 times. 9 lives.
Yeah.
That's why.
He's called a cat.
Well, no, actually, he once ate a mouse. So he was on a date, a rare occasion, and there was a mouse in his salad. And sure, he'd never eaten a salad before, so he just thought it was pure normal. And he's saying, and your one sitting there, looking at him, eating a fucking mouse.
Oh my God.
The poor one was terrorized. That is the cat Fitzmaurice, right? Or sorry, Dr. Fitzmaurice, to give him his proper title. Booby trap. Another case in America, in Illinois, where a man opened his neighbor's garage door and he regretted it because your man had a shotgun rigged up to it. Oh. And he blew a fucking hole in the neighbor. And the owner of the garage was found guilty of first degree murder.
Wow.
So the law is, you can protect your own home, but you don't have the right to decide punishment. It's not up to you to decide whether they should live or die. So this Christmas, spare a thought for anyone who enters my fam. Keep some room in your heart for idiots. Just on your topic of Christmas gifts.
Mm.
Here I have the Noel Furlong Christmas gift ideas.
God.
Because I appreciate a good gift.
Yeah.
I remember when I was only 3 years old, I remember it well, coming down the stairs of the bungalow and the present I got.
Coming down the stairs.
And they said, I was only 3 years old now, I remember it well. And Mammy said, look, Noel, Santa's after bringing you a box of fags. Now it's only a half box, Father tipped a few out of it. And my sister got a wheelbarrow. That was a good present. I had no wheelbarrow. The brother got a bag of calf nuts. A good present, but he had no calves. The mother got wellies. Yeah. The father got the mother wellies every year without fail. Size 12 wellies. She had a fucking massive on her. He ended up wearing them himself most of the time. But I remember it well. I remember every Christmas since I was a baby. Would you believe that?
Whoa.
I remember being born actually now. That is a fact. That was a long time ago now, but I remember.
It's probably impossible.
No. Now, for the wife, the gift ideas. For the wife, I take the wife to the Shamrock, right? And I have all the lads well warned that she's coming in, not to be telling her what goes on. Mm-hmm. And when I'm there with her, I never go to the Jacks when she's in the Shamrock. Because I couldn't leave her alone with those wretches. They'd be telling her what goes on.
Okay.
So I'd be holding on to my piss like it's my communion money. And spare thought this Christmas for the fella sitting beside me drinking long neck bottles.
Oh, so, Jesus.
For the son, square bales. Very unappreciated gift. Nothing says I love you like first cut square bales of hay. Last year I mixed it up and I got him some barley straw. He is currently working as an accountant. And I'm not sure what he does with the bales, but it's the thought that counts.
Oh.
And I can't get all the son's presents. So every year, there's great excitement. It's like a lotto to see who will get the bail. And the daughter, Geraldine, of course, every year I get her the same thing, a book. It's called The Dangers of Unprotected Sex by the HSE. I suppose it's more of a pamphlet, really, but it's good. And then at dinner, I quiz her on it. And the wife, Carmel, goes pure tech. She no more talking about STIs now. And she to get back at me then, she puts on the Mike Denver CD.
Oh, God.
Oh, to be fucking war at dinner.
Oh, it's not as bad as
I
that.
I can't stand that, man. I swear if she does it this year, I'm going to burn the house down. It's my house too, but you understand what I'm getting at. And people don't know about Mike Denver. A lot of people don't know. Mike Denver was once in the KKK.
Oh, my God.
Do you ever hear that song? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Like, you can't go around saying that, Mike. You can't fucking say that. What about the Chinese people? If they want to have Christmas too, they're entitled. They're allowed. Now, I know they don't do Christmas in Asia, really. That's not for Mike Denver to decide. So this Christmas, spare thought for the people in China. Now, just in general, they've loads of money. Nothing wrong with them. Just saying.
Podcast disclaimer, Mike Denver was never in the KKK. Yes.
Prove it. Prove it.
Please don't sue us, my God.
For your neighbour in your life, a tin of biscuits.
Oh, yeah, that's a good present.
Yeah, now, I have a box that they gave me 5 years ago, and I'm going to give them that one back. You can't give them the one they gave you last year, because in case they recognise it.
They'll know, yeah.
So I have a rotation system. So, say, next year, they'll get the one they gave me 4 years ago.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Would they not be gone off?
Well, you know, I don't be hitting them. And the mother, the great present for your mother is, of course, a trailer load of timber.
Okay.
It's the ideal present for your mammy. Because remember, lads, if you're looking for timber, I'll sort you out. Timber isn't just for Christmas. It's for cash.
Now, there you go.
And a very happy Christmas to all your listeners.
Thanks very much, Noel.
Not to you.
You'll be here next week, though, as well, won't you?
God willing, yeah. I think we're having the men's shed Christmas party.
Where are you going to have it?
Vegas. Thank you to the Bingo Club for the financial support they're giving us.
The Bingo Club are paying for you to go to Vegas.
Well, they don't know about it yet, but God is good.
All right. It looks like Santi won't be bringing her Tom Hardy this Christmas as he's married with a family, so she'll settle for planning permission and a low interest mortgage instead. Maura, what's your mystery topic this week?
Thought we'd play a little game this week.
Oh, yes! Yes.
Okay. Lately, there's a meme that's been gaining a lot of traction on Twitter. And the meme is, what's something you can say during acts and sex? So, example, name three things you can say during Star Wars and sex. So, these three things could be something like, judge me by my size, do you? let me get my lightsaber. And
feisty one, you are.
Or just, like, a Wookiee noise, like, ah!
Okay, that's good impression, yeah.
Yeah, it's shite. Anyway, so,
what's the episode where it turns out to be his sister? That's
Well, you can't say that's during sex. I am your father. You can probably say that's during sex. Turns out kinky on again.
Anyway, I have three lines for each. Okay, right. I'm going to time ye, see how many things you can. Whoever does it the quickest or whatever like that. So okay. We'll tally the 3 seconds, Garrett. Okay. So who wants to? Johnny B, you go first. Okay.
Okay.
The first way for me. Okay. Name three things you can say during sex and a hurling match.
Drive it. Two hands on the fucking thing. Or nothing soft today, no lads.
Oh, we're going into improv comedy. Oh my god.
To be fair, that that was an easy one to get you started. Okay.
Okay,
13 seconds. Okay. Smacks, you're up. Name three things that you can say during sex and at mass.
Fuck. Body of Christ. Please kneel. Peace be with you.
Okay, 12.
All rise.
Okay, Johnny B, back to you. Name three things that you can say during sex and while working on the farm.
I'm thinking about something. Don't let her escape through that ditch. Or be sure to wash up afterwards. Make sure you have your Wellington's on.
Very good, very good. Okay. You know, that's three.
The first one shouldn't count.
I will give it to you. Okay, we'll give it to you. Okay. Right, it's getting a little bit harder here now. Okay, right. Smacks. Name three things that you can say during sex and a job interview.
I'm very hardworking.
Would you like to see my CV?
I have a lot of experience. And I'll never let you down.
Thank you for seeing me.
Okay, good. Doing good here. We dropped something there. Anyway, okay. Back to you, Johnny B. Okay, last one. Okay. Name three things that you can say during sex and the Late Late Show.
Oh. Ryan Tubridy's very good. We'll wait till the ad break. What time does Philomena Begley get here?
I can't believe you didn't say it. There's one for everyone in the audience. Okay, 17 seconds. Okay. Smacks, you're ahead here by 2 seconds. So you have to do it in kind of, if you do this in less than 15 seconds, I think you will win. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Name three things you can say during sex and playing five-a-side soccer on AstroTurf.
Watch your back. Fuck. Go hard. Oh my god, I'm drawing a blank.
Same time again next week. Make sure you do a warm up now, lads.
Yeah.
Okay, Johnny B wins that one. Okay, so
fucking hell, mine just went blank there. Watch your back.
Give me the balls.
Yeah. Who brought the balls?
Oh, thank you, Mara.
Big lad up front. I enjoy that, Mara. I go as far as to say that I think that's my favourite mystery topic of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, I really like that.
That was class.
I really like that.
So Johnny B's the winner. So
yeah,
you don't get a prize, but anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah, no.
There's
no presents here.
It's the knowledge that you got one over in Smacks is probably.
That's worth anything to me.
Mara, thanks very much. Don't forget to rate, review, and tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast and use the hashtag #TwoJohnniesPod to spread the good word. And also check out the TwoJohnnies.ie for all of our podcast ticket details and for the merch.
And don't forget to sign up to our newsletter, which goes out once a month with lots of fun stuff about the podcast.
No, honestly, sign up to our newsletter. It's not one of those crap newsletters. This is actually funny. So you sign up at TwoJohnnies.ie. It's not shit. Now, finally, it's Yurt and Dirt time, where we give our highlights and lowlights of the week.
Yurt and dirt.
Johnny B.
We've got a combined dirt.
Yes. The toll boot, when you're going like from Dublin to Cork, so the one there just around Fermoy, isn't it? Just
going
after Fermoy, doesn't take card.
Yeah.
What kind of shit is this, and in the current economic climate where you can go into a shop now and pay on your Fitbit?
Yeah, is this just a Cork thing? Because on any other toll
booth, they love cash down there.
Yeah, on any other toll booth, you can use your card, but in Cork, it's like they don't have it. Like I had to, I don't know, they had printed me off something and say you've 24 hours to pay because they wouldn't take card.
Yeah, we were down there in rehearsals and pulled up to one. And it was like, look, I'm gonna have to pay there a card. It was like, and she was like, oh, we don't take card. I was like, right, grand.
What
well, I don't have money, like, so what are we doing? She was like, oh, I'll have to write your receipt. And then she said the words that really made us happy was, what's the reg on your car? I was like, all right. So we gave a fake reg. Just drove off. We're not going to pay the 190.
Yeah. Well, I'll put an email into the company and ask them why they don't.
Can we get an official word on this? Like, why don't you have it? Yeah. That's it, Mara. That's what we'll do. I've got a yurt this week. I've actually got two this week. One is to unpost. You get a lot of giving, you know, a lot of people giving out about you and stuff like that. But I'd just like to say, fair play to particularly the postman here at home in Care, or wherever the sorting office is in Port Leash. Somebody sent us, it was actually Mokra, sent us a Christmas card. The head of Mokra sent us a Christmas card. And they just wrote on it, the two Johnnies, somewhere in Tipperary.
Sure, the postman will know.
That's what they wrote on the card, and the postman did get it to us.
On post knows, babe.
So I just want to say, fair play to On Post, busy time of year, we're all thinking of you. And thanks very much for getting us that Christmas card. I've also got this yurt, right? There's a page on Instagram and Twitter called Eddie Hearn Reacts. So for those of you that don't know, that's Eddie Hearn, the boxing promoter, who is a bit of a character, all right? Love him or hate him. But this page, just, it's like out of context things Eddie Hearn says.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like when your mam calls you for dinner and then it's just like, yeah, she is a bitch, you know? Like, it's just Eddie saying unedited things. Just go and check it out if you want to laugh. That will definitely cheer you up. I think it's funny. Eddie Hearn Reacts on Instagram and Twitter.
I keep forgetting to congratulate Tipperary team Boris Lee on winning the Munster Championship. So there it is, lads.
Right, we'll be back next week. We've got a very
and Mick Conlon,
winning.
He bet the Russian lad. He finally got him back.
The Russian lad turned up and stopped sending Mick stupid selfies on phone, and Mick boxed the ears off him.
And Mick, you can stop sticking your fingers up at everyone now. Come on.
Fair play, Mick. We love you. Right.
Come on, you buy it, Mick.
From me, Johnny Smacks.
From me, Johnny B.
From me, Maura.
We'll see you next week. Good luck. It's lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast. The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.